The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. In entertainment news this week, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is out with its 2022 list of honorees. So, who made it? The list includes Eminem, Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, Eurythmics, Duran Duran, Pat Benatar, and the one and only Dolly Parton. You may remember from earlier this year, Dolly initially resisted the honor and went on social media to respectfully bow out of the process, saying she had not earned the right. However, the Hall of Fame Foundation had already sent the ballots out. Parton later said she would accept. In its citation, the Hall called Parton a living legend and a paragon of female empowerment. Some entertainers who did not make the list this year: A Tribe Called Quest, Rage Against the Machine, Dionne Warwick, Beck, Kate Bush, Devo, Fela Kuti, MC5, and The New York Dolls. As you've no doubt heard, another comedian has fallen victim to violence. Dave Chappelle was attacked by someone from the audience while performing at the Hollywood Bowl Tuesday night. Security guards chased and overpowered the attacker, and Chappelle was able to continue his performance while the attacker was taken away in an ambulance. The assailant was carrying a replica handgun with a knife blade inside, authorities said. 23-year-old Isaiah Lee was detained and arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. New Academy Award winner and Tony Award nominee Ariana DeBose will host this year's Tony Awards. The West Side Story star and North Carolina resident, The West Side Story star will lead the presentation June 12th at New York City's famed Radio City Music Hall. DeBose is a theater veteran and, of course, a North Carolina native. She's had roles in Summer, the Donna Summer musical, Hamilton, A Bronx Tale, Pippin, Motown, the musical, Bring It On, the musical. Again, North Carolina's Ariana DeBose will host this year's Tony Awards. According to the owners, Goodnight's Comedy Club has found a new home in Raleigh's Village District. Comedians will continue appearing at the current club site on West Morgan Street through the end of July. In August, Goodnight's will temporarily host shows in the old K&W cafeteria building. Then the club will move to its new home at 401 Woodburn, adjacent to the former Raleigh Underground space. Band Together and United Way of the Greater Triangle have teamed up for two benefit concerts this fall to raise money for Triangle nonprofits focused on housing accessibility. Black Pumas will headline the Mighty Give Back kickoff show on Sunday, October 2nd at Red Hat Amphitheater. Opening acts will include The Record Company and The Heavy Heavy. A second Mighty Give Back concert will be held October 28th and will include VIP festivities. The headliner for that show will be announced May 11th. All right, taking a look at an update for That Music Fest. The full lineup for the festival has been released. The two-day festival will feature more than 25 North Carolina bands June 24th and 25th at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. In addition to the previously announced bands, organizers announced that the following have been added to the lineup: the Jason Adamo Band, the Doom Dogs, Into the Fog, XOXOK, and Clint Roberts, Kate Rudy, Molly Stevens, Blue Cactus, Skylar Gudaz, Autumn Bread, and Kenneth Stewart, Paige King Johnson, and Dawn Landes. Previously announced main stage acts include Mountain Goats, Deep Canyon Rangers, Mipso, American Aquarium, Delta Ray, Chatham County Line, Reese Palmer, Jim Lauderdale, Boulevards, Dylan Fence, Yarn, and Violet Bell. Again, That Music Fest, June 24th and 25th at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in the next few weeks at Poor House Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows there start at 9 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, May 12th, Grub with Dropping Plates and Late Notice. That show starts at 8. Friday, May 13th, Bone Shelter Album Release Party with Lie Heavy and Holy Roller. Saturday, May 14th, Blue-Footed Boobies with Ridgewood. Sunday, May 15th, Food Not Lawn Benefit with Zelostris, Henbrane, and Frass. That starts at 8. Tuesday, May 17th, Palmyra with Love and Valor and Carolina Songbirds. It starts at 8. Wednesday, May 18th, Music Madness featuring Rasta and the Band of Slime, The One Kian, and more. Thursday, May 19th, Stranded Bandits, final show with the New Aquarium, Boy Named Sue, and Sweet Dream. Concert starts at 8. Friday, May 20th, Dr. Bacon with Electrochemical. Saturday, May 21st, Bit Brigade performs Zelda and Castlevania with Super Guitar Bros at 8 o'clock. Sunday, May 22nd, New Specialist with North by North and Dirty Weekend at 8. Tuesday, May 24th, Coast to Coast Live Interactive Showcase. Wednesday, May 25th, Primitive Man with Mortiferum, Jarhead Fertilizer, Body Void, and more at 8 o'clock. Thursday, May 26th, Convo EP Release Party with Brachius Monk, Real Thought, Juice Lord, 3 a.m., and Godric. Friday, May 27th, Ray Gun Superstar with the Girls and Dylan Innes. Sunday, May 29th, Red Hot Slag with Poking Holes and Ramble Tramp at 8 o'clock. Monday, May 30th, Warfuk, Grishka, Horse Nation, and Basura. That all starts at 8 o'clock. And Tuesday, May 31st, Trauma Block with Sleep Torture, Drugs of Faith, and Cloud Rat. And that starts at 8 o'clock. Over at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8, unless noted. Wednesday, May 11th, Gogol Bordello's Solidarity Tour. Saturday, May 14th, Dance Gavin Dance. Sunday, May 15th, The Dead South, Served Cold Tour. Friday, May 20th, The Hue Black Thunder Tour. Wednesday, May 25th, Orville Peck Bronco Tour. Tuesday, May 31st, Jesse McCartney the new stage tour. That's all at the Ritz. And at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, Wednesday, May 11th, Lucius with Solis at 8. Thursday, May 12th, Jansen, Gutter Till I Die Tour with Space Wizard and Super Rave. That starts at 9:30. Friday, May 13th, Allie and AJ, A Touch of the Beat Tour at 8 o'clock. Saturday, May 14th, Night Train, a Guns N' Roses tribute with Women and Children First, a Van Halen tribute. That's at 8:30. Sunday, May 15th, Pinecone presents Trey Wellington Band with Sonny Miles, starts at 7. Thursday, May 19th, Ray Wiley Hubbard at 8. Friday, May 20th, Joe Hero presents A Concert for Taylor, a benefit for Music Cares at 8:30. Saturday, May 21st, the Band of Heathens with Reed Full at 8 o'clock. Sunday, May 22nd, Kid G with Robin Ottolini at 8. Friday, May 27th, Bring Out Your Dead, and that concert starts at 8 o'clock. All right, let's check out the rundown at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. Most shows there start at 8 o'clock, unless noted, of course. Wednesday, May 11th, Triangle Rising Stars. This is a showcase and awards program with feature performances by student finalists from across Central North Carolina, as well as a special performance by 2021 Triangle Rising Stars Best Actor, Joshua Messmore, and 2021 Jimmy Awards and Triangle Rising Stars Best Actress, Elena Holder. Thursday, May 12th, it's Get the Lead Out, from the bombastic and epic to the folky and mystical. Get the Lead Out has captured the essence of the recorded music of Led Zeppelin. Saturday, May 14th, at DPAC, Peppa Pig's Adventure. Come join Peppa on an exciting camping trip in the woods with George and her school friends, including Pedro Pony, Susie Sheep, and Gerald Giraffe. Tuesday, May 17th through Sunday, June 5th, Hamilton. The Story of America Then, Told by America Now, featuring a score that blends hip-hop, jazz, R&B, and Broadway. Hamilton has taken the story of American founding father Alexander Hamilton and created a revolutionary moment in theater, a musical that has had a profound impact on culture, politics, and education. All right, also on the list, starting in June, Tuesday, June 7th, Bonnie Raitt, Just Like That Tour 2022. Wednesday, June 8th, it is Chris Rock. Friday, June 10th, Joe Coy, Funny is Funny World Tour. Saturday, June 11th, Chelsea Handler, Vaccinated and Horny Tour. Tuesday through Sunday, June 14th through the 19th, Jesus Christ Superstar. Wednesday, June 22nd, Pucifer. Friday, June 24th, Air Supply. Saturday, June 25th, it is Amos Lee. Wednesday, July 6th, Celeste Barber, Fine, Thanks, live tour. Tuesday, July 19th, Steely Dan, Earth After Hours Tour. And let me see, what else do we have? Okay, to wrap up July, Sunday the 31st, Boz Scaggs, Out of the Blues Tour 2022. over at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The Carolina Theater, of course. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Wednesday, May 11th, it is Joe Jackson, the Sing You Sinners Tour. Saturday, May 14th, Leonid and Friends. Monday, May 16th, Dancing with the Carolina Stars, and that program starts at 7. Wednesday, May 25th, Bela Fleck, My Bluegrass Heart. Friday, June 3rd, Robert Earl Keen, I'm Coming Home, The Road Goes On Forever. Saturday, June 4th, Ray LaMontagne, the Monovision Tour. Sunday, June 5th, the Empower Experience, that starts at 4:15. Thursday, June 9th, Carolina Theater, Happy Together Tour. This is several hitmakers from the 60s and 70s. Sunday, June 12th, Mandy Moore from This Is Us. It's her In Real Life Tour. Again, that's Sunday, June 12th. Friday, all at Carolina Theater. All right, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Friday, May 13th, John Crist, Fresh Cuts Comedy Tour. That's at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, May 14th, Raleigh Dance Theater, the Spring Repertoire performances at 2 and 6. Saturday, May 14th, Teresa Caputo Live, the Experience Memorial Auditorium. Also Saturday, May 14th, Renee Fleming with the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Sunday, May 15th, Philharmonic Association Spring Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall. There are two shows, 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. Thursday, May 19th, it's George Will. It's part of the North Carolina Museum of History Foundation's 2022 Distinguished Lecture Series. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday through Sunday, May 19th through the 22nd, Giselle from Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, May 20th and 21st, Brahms Violin Concerto, North Carolina Symphony, performing at May Mandy Concert Hall. Thursday, May 26th, Duke Energy Center, an intimate evening with Robert Glasper, and that is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, May 27th, Alyssa Edwards, Life, Love, and Lashes Tour. Sunday, May 29th, Cary Ballet Company presents Spring Works, and that is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday and Friday, June 2nd and 3rd, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony from the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Sunday, June 5th, the Raleigh Ringers Spring Concert at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, June 11th, Joe Coy, Funny is Funny World Tour. Sunday, June 12th, Rake in Cambio USA Tour at Memorial Auditorium. Wednesday, June 15th, it's Game Grumps Live, Tournament of Gamers, May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, June 17th, Naha Kakar at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, June 18th, Comedy Queen Monique and Friends, Memorial Auditorium. Friday, June 24th, Rupi Kaur at World Tour, May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday and Sunday, July 9 and 10, C.S. Lewis, The Great Divorce at Fletcher Opera Theater. And starting out July, Saturday and Sunday, July 9th and 10th, Paw Patrol Live, The Great pirate adventure, and that is at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Okay. Checking out a few laughs, Raleigh Improv schedule at Parkside Main Street Cary. Thursday through Saturday, May 12th through the 14th, David Arnold, a stand-up comedian, writer, producer, and actor. David rose to prominence performing as a regular at the Laugh Factory, the Comedy Store, and the Montreal Comedy Festival. Friday through Sunday, May 20th through the 22nd, Nick Thune, the comedian and actor, hails from the Great Northwest, meaning Seattle, where he spent his early years growing up. Friday through Sunday, May 27th through the 29th, Tony Baker, a stand-up comedian and actor on the rise, whether it's on stage, film, television, or social media. Friday and Saturday, June 3 and 4, Ashley Gavin, comedian, actor, and writer best known for her top-charting podcast, We're Having Gay Sex. Friday through Sunday, June 10th through the 12th, Mark Curry. Marcus is an American actor, comedian, and host. He is best known as the star of the ABC sitcom Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Thursday through Sunday, June 16th through the 19th, John Lovitz, one of the best-known comedians for the last 35 years. He got a start acting in high school plays and developing his skills at the University of California, Irvine, where he earned a B.A. in drama. John Lovitz at Raleigh Improv. Goodnight's Comedy Club, West Morgan Street in Raleigh currently. Then it's moving to the Village District starting in August. So, Thursday through Saturday, May 12th through the 14th, Joe List. Joe's comedy career started just weeks after graduating from high school. Thursday through Sunday, May 19th through the 22nd, J.P. Sears, a comedian who tours the country extensively doing stand-up comedy and publishing weekly online videos. Thursday through Saturday, May 26th through the 28th, Dion Cole, a comedian, writer, and actor who can currently be seen as Charlie on ABC's Blackish and Freeform's Grownish. Of course, the sitcom Blackish has since wrapped up the season, or the series, as a matter of fact. Okay, Sunday, May 29th, Darren Fleet. It doesn't take long to fall in love with Darren's humor. He has performed live with the likes of Ricky Smiley, Carlos Miller, and the cast of Wild and Out, among others. Thursday, June 2nd, Alingan Mitra, one of only 100 comedians invited to perform on the remake of NBC's Last Comic Standing. Also at Goodnight's, Friday through Sunday, June 3rd through the 5th, Darren Brand, from his humble beginnings as the funny man on campus at North Carolina A&T State University, he gained traction in the comedy world on Freestyle Funny Comedy Show with comrades Chico Bean, Dat, and Osama Bin Drinken. Thursday through Saturday, June 9th through the 11th, Nick Mullen. Mullen has a sizable following on Twitter, as well as a popular blog on Thought Catalog via the character Nicole Mullen. Friday through Sunday, June 17th through the 19th, it's Bruce Bruce. And Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd through the 25th, Kevin Nealon. All right, a rundown of Concerts coming up at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Tuesday, May 17th, Kiss. Saturday, May 21st, Tim McGraw and Russell Dickerson. Tuesday, May 24th, The Lumineers and Camp. Friday, June 3rd, Morgan Whalen and Hardy. Friday, June 10th, Kingdom Tour, Maverick City Music and Kirk Franklin. Saturday, June 11th, the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald. Saturday, June 18th, Kid Rock and Grand Funk Railroad. Saturday, June 25th, at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, the Backstreet Boys. Moving into July, Friday, July 1st, Train, Jewel, and Blues Traveler. Friday, July 8th, Luke Bryan, Riley Green, and Mitchell Tenpenny. Saturday, July 9th, One Republic and Need to Breathe. Tuesday, July 12th, The Chicks and Patty Griffin. Friday, July 15th, Chris Brown and Lil Baby. Thursday, July 21st, Tedeschi Trucks Band. Friday, July 22nd, Dave Matthews Band. Thursday, July 28th, Pitbull and Iggy Azalea. And Friday, July 29th, it is Phish. At Coca Booth, Sunday, May 15th, The Block Party. Saturday, May 21st, Girls Night Out. Thursday, May 26th, Little River Band with the Adam Decker Trio. Sunday, May 29th, An American Celebration, film music from the magical world of Disney. This is with the Triangle Wind Ensemble. Monday, June 13th, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, along with Sheryl Crow and special guest Waxahachie. Tuesday, June 14th, Robert Plant and Allison Krauss, Raising the Roof Tour. June 21st, it's Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown. And there you have it. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.